Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Good morning and welcome back to the final hour of Morning Air as we continue with day two of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance and producer Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us across America and beyond here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate all of your generosity. Yesterday was a huge day for us on the network, and we started out a little bit slow here this past hour, but we can pick up the pace in hour number two. Our goal for the end of the week is $3 million, and so everything that you give today will be matched dollar for dollar. We have a goal of 60 people this hour. That's 60 brothers and sisters in Christ to support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media. And when you think about it, it's really a small number. It's a drop in the bucket when you consider all the folks that are out there listening all across our great nation here during this 7 a.m. Central hour. Let's give in honor of the upcoming feast of Our Lady of Fatima, our Blessed Mother Mary, who intercedes for us and always points us to her Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We always begin every hour during Pledge Drive Week with the Memorare, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with our Pledge Drive for peace in the world, especially in the Middle East and in Ukraine, and for an end to abortion in our nation, and of course, for all of your many prayer requests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we invoke the Holy Spirit every single morning when we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to bring in Glenn and Sarah once again. Yesterday was a big day for us here at Relevant Radio on day one, but we've got a lot of work to do here in day two.
Hey, we certainly do. But thanks for getting us off to a great start yesterday at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com and the mobile app. We'll be talking a lot about the Pledge Drive through the course of the morning, but a lot of regular programming coming up too. William Albrecht on the way, along with Martha Fernandez Sardina, coming up right around the corner. But whether a lot of others are giving or not, it's kind of like taking a test in school, John. Just focus on your own paper, your own assignment, whether you give or not is what we're concerned about here. Are you feeling that call, that tug of the Holy Spirit? Just take care of business for yourself. Get that gift in, won't you? Give hope at 877-291-0123.
And Glenn, what are some of the headlines in the news on this Tuesday morning here this hour?
Weather in the headlines, tough tornado situations in Oklahoma last night, one dead, several injured, about 40 minutes north of Tulsa, the town of Barnsdall, hit very hard. This line of thunderstorms continues to move across the country. It's just a bit north of Little Rock, Arkansas, swooping up through the middle of Illinois into western Wisconsin and angling all the way up to Alberta, Canada. So lots of thunder showers for a good chunk of the listening area early in the day here, and that's going to move across the country through the rest of the day, John.
The other story we're keeping an eye on, Israeli forces taking control of the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing with Egypt. What's the latest here this hour?
The last portion of the Gaza Strip, Israel's been talking about taking control of, talking about it for a long time, and they've been urged not to, but they're trying to kind of take care of business here in response to that surprise attack that killed over 1,200 in October. Rafah, the city in southern Gaza, where many had been taking refuge, and now one of the outlets, although Egypt hasn't really allowed too many people to cross the border, but that border crossing to the southwest there is now controlled by Israel.
Of course, we continue to pray for peace in that conflict. On a much happier note, today is National Tourism Day.
Okay, now this is the time when Glenn said he was going to tell us about those shirts that he wears on vacation. Glenn, anything like, you know, those golf shirts with fun little Hawaiian, you know, or
you know, it's so funny. Designs. If you read it, you read about traveling and you realize, yeah, Americans can really stand out. But if you're in a situation where you don't want to, you know, if you just kind of dress not like normal Americans, but maybe business casual, you do a little better. But, you know, last time you didn't get a chance to talk about your favorite tourist adventures.
I see. Passing the buck. Okay, well, we'll talk later off air about those shirts. I want to find out more about them. But, yeah, well, you know, that's true. I mean, there was a time, I remember, you know, you look very much like a tourist when you have one of those giant cameras that you carry everywhere. So now it's, you know, very incognito with just your cell phone. You can still take some decent photos. I enjoy travel, but it's hard to squeeze that in sometimes, you know, because you get so focused on the day-to-day. But I've traveled a little bit. I've gone to, I've gone to Jamaica, and I've gone to Guatemala, and I've gone to Puerto Rico, and I did a little bit of Vancouvering. I went to Vancouver for a little bit. So I have, and there's much more to see. I've mostly seen this part of the world, I should say, is more the better term. So I'm looking forward to more. What about you, John?
Well, I've been very blessed. I have had a chance, to travel quite a bit. Been to Rome 7 times, the most memorable one being our honeymoon, where we got to meet Pope Benedict XVI and get a papal blessing just days after getting married. So that's one that really stands out. And I noticed that the number one destination spot in the world is actually the Eiffel Tower in Paris, which is another spot that I've had a chance to visit. So count my blessing, because I've been able to get around and see a little bit of Europe. And the one thing on the bucket list, though, is visiting the Holy Land one day.
Now, you said Paris, that meaning Paris, France, not Paris in Texas, because I know they have an Eiffel Tower there, too.
Yeah, that would be Paris in France.
You never know. Texas is very popular. So, okay, very good. Thank you, John.
For sure. All right. As always, thanks so much, Sarah and Glenn. We need to take a short break when Morning Air continues. Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com, will be with us to share some thoughts on why we must pray, "Come, Holy Spirit of Love." So stay with us. There is much more to come on Morning Air after a word from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky.
This is Morning Air
with John Morales, Sarah Tafoya, and Glenn Leverins.
Your home for faith, fun, and news in the morning.
Baila, 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 esta rumba ta guitarra.
I like a little Latin music to get you going first thing in the morning. Welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day 2 of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's always a joy to be with you, especially on this Tuesday. Thanks so much for opening your heart and giving hope the last hour. For those of you who were able to contribute, again, here this hour, we really do need your help. We're looking for 60 brothers and sisters in Christ to step up to the plate and help us out. You can always send us an email with any of your thoughts. It's morningair@relevantradio.com. Now, we're just 2 days away from the start of the Novena of Pentecost on this final stretch of the glorious Easter season. On Ascension Thursday, or this Sunday, we celebrate the Lord's ascension into heaven, at which time he commanded that the church gather in prayer so as to be clothed with power from on high. What exactly does that mean for us today? Joining us live this morning is our resident Lovologist and regular contributor, Martha Fernandez-Sardina, to share some thoughts on why we must pray, "Come, Holy Spirit of Love." Martha is an international bilingual speaker, teacher, trainer, writer, a former director of evangelization, consultant, outreach developer. She does a lot. She's also the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com and the host of the Remember You Are Loved TV series. Good morning, Martha. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to be with you here on day 2 of our Spring Pledge Drive.
Good morning. Great to be with you, John.
Martha, you know a lot about hope, which is the theme, giving hope during this pledge drive. Why should our listeners support what we do here at Relevant Radio, to support the mission of this network of bringing hope and Christ to the world?
Well, because you become an evangelizer by supporting Catholic Radio, which is about evangelization, bringing faith, hope, and love to others. And you never know when somebody might be hopeless or on the brink of giving up hope, and they might tune into Relevant Radio thanks to your contribution, thanks to your support, and receive that injection of hope that they need at the time of greatest need. So contribute as much as you can, as hopefully and lovingly as you can, and God will make your faith, hope, and love abound.
Well, Martha, last week we talked about the Ascension and Pentecost, which is right around the corner. Can you give us a quick recap of what we chatted about last Tuesday?
Yes, this Thursday is Ascension Thursday around the world and in several ecclesiastical provinces of the United States, May 9th, or those other dioceses where it's been transferred to Sunday, it will be May 12th, Mother's Day, the Solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord. But this Thursday is the 40th day since Easter Sunday, which is why we celebrate Ascension Thursday throughout the world. But the following day, then we begin the Novena to Pentecost. And Ascension isn't just a now you see him, now you don't type of farewell to Jesus, or between Jesus and his disciples, but it's actually Jesus going so as to send the Holy Spirit. That's why the Lord says, it is good that I go. And I say, Lord, how could it be good that you go? No, no, no. Stay with us. But he says, unless I go, you will not receive the Holy Spirit. So we have as a result that his real presence is hidden in the Eucharist, but the hidden presence of the Holy Spirit, the real presence, one could say, of the Holy Spirit is also hidden in the souls and in the life and in the mission and in the work of the church. So Ascension is beautiful and Pentecost is crucial and marks, you could say, a beginning, or a before and an after, in the life of the Christians as well, of the church for sure, and of each one of us. So the Solemnity of Pentecost will be on May 18th this year, and the Novena around the world begins on Friday. So this is a great time for us to pray for 9 days. It's the original Novena, the mother of all Novenas, when our Lord told them right before he ascended into heaven, he told the apostles to stay, to remain gathered in Jerusalem in prayer, in preparation that they might receive power from on high. And then it was such an amazing feast, it is such an amazing feast, the Solemnity of Pentecost, that before the Vatican Council, it was actually celebrated as an octave, 8 days. And I think that's a great way to make Pentecost great again.
Can you give us a sense of what happened with the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles and the disciples on Pentecost?
Well, the Holy Spirit descended with power, just as Jesus promised, and he did what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit did what he does. He changed things. He changed them from the inside out. He touched them. He touched and transformed the apostles and the disciples. He lit up their hearts with fire, with light. He filled their souls with boldness and zeal. You see that as they go out that very morning of Pentecost and preach with such a boldness. And he informed and he formed their doubtful minds. He filled their mouths with words of proclamation such that people were astonished. Excuse me. They were astonished at what they were hearing. And so these weak and fearful and doubtful and teetering men were filled with conviction and with a convincing, compelling call to repentance, to change, to complete surrender to Christ and to the gospel. And we see that on Pentecost morning, that when Peter preaches that first sermon, 3,000 men, not counting women and children, are changed on the spot by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit used these Spirit-fed and Spirit-led Christians to Christianize the then-known world, starting in Jerusalem and Judea, in Samaria and Galilee, and even to the ends of the earth, just as the Lord had promised. And just as the Holy Spirit did it then, he can do it again now.
Well, Martha, at the beginning of our segment, you gave some compelling reasons why our listeners should support what we do here at Relevant Radio. Mark is joining us from Indianapolis. I think I know who this Mark is.
Yeah, I just wanted to cheer on the Holy Spirit, but also cheer on my fellow Relevant Radio listeners to contribute today to Relevant Radio. It's been such an important part of my faith journey, and I'm so grateful to everything that the Relevant Radio Network has done. Relevant Radio came into my life about 16 years ago. It's certainly been around longer than that, but I wanted to just praise and say, come Holy Spirit, and also come contributions. I'm not only a content contributor here to Relevant Radio, but also a financial contributor. My family and I believe in the mission. So for those out there who are sitting on their wallets or sitting on their hands today, get up, let the Holy Spirit stir you into action, and contribute to this apostolate. If you don't feel the gifts of the Holy Spirit in evangelization, you can always turn on your friends, neighbors, and yourselves a little bit more often to the Relevant Radio Network.
Mark, really appreciate the call. You do a great job contributing to our show, Mark. Mastriani is our tech expert. So thanks for heeding the call of the Holy Spirit and throwing in your two cents to inspire the folks. Thanks so much.
And God bless you all. Thank you.
Many blessings to you. Amen. As well. Martha, can you share with us why we need to continue to prepare for Pentecost today, even if the Holy Spirit already did his work a long time ago?
Because you see what Mark was just sharing, how the Holy Spirit has touched his heart, and he is then compelling or inviting others to be led by the Holy Spirit as well. So that's what the Holy Spirit does. And in fact, it's often called the Solemnity of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, because it most certainly gave rise to a powerfully successful wave of evangelization and a massive wave of conversions by the thousands throughout the early church, and immediately followed by baptisms and presumably by confirmations of individuals and entire families and households. So people were converting in great numbers, and we see in the Acts of the Apostles the establishment of home churches, one can call them, which then became parishes and dioceses as the primitive church grew and expanded with a number of followers, and those missionary disciples went out as followers of the way, as Christianity was known. And so what happened then can happen now, because even after that great expansion of evangelization, only a fourth of the world today is Christian, and only half of those are Catholic Christians. So there's a lot of evangelizing and Christianizing still to be done to go and make disciples of all the nations, as the Lord commanded us in Matthew 28:19-20. And when the Lord says all, that's all that he means. So if we want to go into those places of the world where Christ is yet to be known, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But not only where Christ has never been known, but even in Christians of long standing, or countries, I should say, of long standing Christian tradition, the faith has been undermined, has been minimized, is under attack. And many members of the church have lost the faith. They've given way to secularism and relativism and hedonism and atheism. So there are entire sectors of the church and of the world that have fallen prey to all sorts of ideological indoctrination and perversion. And they're questioning the faith, and they're denying the faith, and they're even denying reality, embracing insanity. So we need the Holy Spirit now more than ever. We need a new Pentecost, a fresh, profound, copious outpouring of the Holy Spirit to change hearts and minds and wills and lives, and to light us up as Christians with zeal for the proclamation of the gospel, so that others, upon hearing us, John, might be astonished and amazed and swayed and persuaded and convicted and converted by the Holy Spirit and by the words and the actions that we Spirit-led Christians might offer them.
Well, Martha, there's so much more that we need to talk about when it comes to the Holy Spirit and Pentecost. We'll have to continue our conversation. As you know, these segments are a little bit shorter during the pledge drive. But really appreciate your insights. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, and begin the novena this Friday. Come, Holy Spirit of love, come.
Thank you so much. Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. We need to take a short break. When we come back, Catholic apologist William Albrecht will be with us to talk about intercessory prayer to our Blessed Mother Mary. So stay with us as our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive continues.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give Hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue down the stretch of this half hour, as we also continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Tuesday morning here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. A big thank you to all of you for your generosity so far this morning. If you still haven't had a chance to support the mission of Relevant Radio, this is the hour. We really do need your help. We're looking for 60 people, 60 brothers and sisters to support our work during this 7 a.m. hour here on Relevant Radio. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Matthew 6:21. Jesus the Lord says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." What is your treasure and what do you value the most? Your heart is connected to what you value the most. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our ultimate treasure. He is our hope. There is nothing more important than our faith in Christ. And our Lord wants all of your heart. And we always pray with great confidence. That short prayer that Drew and Maggie pray every afternoon from the Chaplet of Divine Mercy: Jesus, I trust in you. A number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Now, this morning, here in these final minutes of the show, we're going to talk about why Catholics ask for our Blessed Mother Mary's intercession. When we pray to Mary, we're actually asking her to intercede for us, to pray to the Lord on our behalf. Some Protestant Christians may ask, why can't we just go directly to Jesus? What is the biblical basis for prayers to Mary and the saints, and what did the early church fathers believe about praying to Mary? Joining us live from Eagle Pass, Texas, this is our resident Catholic apologist, William Albrecht, for much more on intercessory prayer to our Blessed Mother Mary. William is an international speaker and debater. He's participated in over 70 live and moderated debates. He runs a website called patristicpillars.com, which is dedicated to the early church fathers. And he's the author of several books, including The Definitive Guide to Solving Biblical Questions About Mary, Mary Among the Evangelists. Good morning, Brother William. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It's great to be with you during day two of our spring pledge drive.
It is fantastic to be with you, brother. Good morning. Thrilled to be with you and really, really happy to be able to talk about such a vitally important topic. And as you know very well, without the incredible Relevant Radio, we wouldn't be able to talk about such beautiful topics such as our Blessed Mother intercession of the saints. So I really do also want to encourage people out there to really open up their hearts and to really, really dedicate themselves to supporting Catholic radio, because number one, there's not a lot of Catholic radio out there. And number two, there is even fewer really good Catholic radio stations out there. And Relevant Radio really does go far above and beyond. People, please support. You'll be able to hear many more shows like this and topics like this that you love.
Well, Brother William, I really always appreciate your contributions to the show, your expertise in apologetics, you know, coming from a Protestant background as a convert. I'm sure some of these questions about praying to our Blessed Mother Mary were questions that you once had as a Protestant.
They really were. And really, they were quite difficult for me as an evangelical. Now, when I became Catholic and I began to read the Bible the way that the early church fathers did, those that were taught and trained by the apostles, I was able to finally read the scriptures the way the Catholic Church had always read them. And I was able to read certain passages that at first, as an evangelical Protestant, they confounded and confused me, but I was able to read them and read them in context. And once I did that, I realized, okay, maybe I'm not giving them a fair shake. And sure enough, I really wasn't. I was reading them with my biased Protestant evangelical lenses. And I can tell you one thing, once you read them in context, they truly do come to life, and they don't say what our evangelical friends think they might be saying.
Well, William, we have a convert to the Catholic faith on the line. Joanna is joining us this morning from Largo, Florida. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and really encourage people to give we were able to give last night. My husband and I, your speaker is a wonderful person. We come from a Protestant background too and really struggled with Mary. And the content on Relevant Radio is something that's helped us make our decision to become confirmed. So we really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Joanna. Really appreciate it. That is great, William.
Yeah, thank you so much for those kind comments, and I second that. The content that you're going to find here at Relevant Radio is one-of-a-kind content, and I've got to tell you, you're going to learn to read the Bible. You're going to learn to read the Bible the way the very first followers of our Lord read the Bible. And when you look at it that way, there really is only one place you're going to arrive at, and that is at the doorsteps, at the footsteps of Holy Mother Church of the Catholic Church.
All right, William, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to praying to our Blessed Mother. Why do Catholics pray to Mary?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, very clearly, the Bible is clear that you should, as 1 Timothy 2 tells you. In fact, 1 Timothy 2 frequently gets taken out of context. In the very beginning of 1 Timothy 2, St. Paul says, I exhort, first of all, that all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So right there in the beginning of 1 Timothy 2, there are prayers and intercessions that were ordered to give to all men. Thus, it's very clear there. Okay, if we should give this kind of intercessory prayer, this kind of supplication, it's not only for the living, because the body of Christ, as you know, is connected here on earth and in heaven. And we see that beautifully brought through the scriptures when we're told that in 1 Corinthians 10, the body of Christ is connected. And when that comes to life, Holy Mary is presented as the greatest of God's creatures. And if we're able to pray for others to intercede for us, well, very clearly, our Holy Mother Mary, the greatest of the saints, can also intercede for us.
I want to invite our listeners, if you want to join the conversation about the biblical basis, the Catholic position for intercessory prayers to Mary. If you have a question or a comment for our resident Catholic apologist, William Albrecht, you can give us a call, 888-914-9149. We're talking about prayers to our Blessed Mother. That's 888-914-9149. We're going to take a short break as we continue our discussion with William. Stay with us. There is more to come here on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
What you guys do on your show, I think, has brought millions of people, I don't even think it's thousands anymore, millions of people back to something that we lose when we're kids and then we're away from the church in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, and we think we've got it all figured out, and the material thing, the world that doesn't want us to have our faith and diminishes it and makes fun of it, I think is so false. And then I listen to a show like yours. You know, I truly have hope, Patrick, and I think that that's the reason for my calling. It gives me greater hope to share it with my family and to pull closer to God and pull closer to them. And I can't say enough about the work you guys are doing on the station.
Touch a heart and change a soul by donating to Relevant Radio today.
And welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our conversation with our resident Catholic apologist, William Albrecht. We're talking about prayers to our Blessed Mother Mary, intercessory prayers to Mary. William, can you share with us the biblical basis for prayers to Mary and to the saints for that matter?
Yeah, without a doubt. And one of the greatest places that people tend to forget to go to is Revelation chapter 5. And in the book of Revelation there, we have one of the most beautiful imageries ever. We've got an image in heaven of the kind of prayer that is going on in heaven. And now, here's the most amazing thing. This is the scroll that is being presented to the Lord. And indeed, verse 8 tells us, when they had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Now, the 24 elders are glorified saints in heaven. Now they're falling down before the Lamb. What are they doing? They're worshiping the Lamb, Christ, our Lord and Savior. But what do they do after that? Each one of them has a harp and golden bowls full of incense. And look at this, brother, which are the prayers of the saints. And that is referring to the prayers on earth going up to heaven. And the saints are receiving them. They're bowing down, presenting them to the Lamb, to our Lord. Brother, that is explicit testimony of intercession of the saints. So if anybody ever tells you, well, where is that in the Bible? You've got it right there in the book of Revelation. It shows you glorified, holy people in heaven are presenting our prayers to the Lamb. Brother, we should pray to the saints because our prayer goes directly to the Lord.
And James 5:16 reminds us that the prayers of a righteous man has the power in its effects, avails much, as some translations say. And we're talking about, you know, prayers from for anybody. But when you talk about prayers from the Queen of all saints, our Blessed Mother Mary, the greatest of all the saints, why shouldn't we ask her for her powerful intercession?
Brother John, that is one of the greatest passages you could quote. James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous man avails much, but people tend to forget. The Bible tells you all over the place that none is righteous. Well, why does the Bible say that? Because none is righteous unless they're in Christ. So right there, it tells you the person that is in Christ Jesus is a righteous man. Thus, their prayer is incredibly valuable. And if anybody ever tells you, well, hey, why are you asking other people to pray for you? Well, we're doing it the biblical way, the way the Bible orders us to do it. Because the prayers of a righteous man mean that that righteous man is holy in the Lord, or that righteous woman is holy in the Lord, and they can help guide us closer to Christ. That is why we pray to our holy, Immaculate Mother Mary.
What about the objection from some of our brothers and sisters in the Protestant churches who may ask, why can't we just go directly to Jesus?
Yeah, that is a question you hear so often, as if we're not going directly to Jesus by praying the exact way that he orders us to pray. Remember, all of these are biblical mandates that our Lord gives us. And remember the passage we read just a little while ago. If anybody ever says, hey, why don't we go directly to Jesus? We tell them, not only do we go directly to Jesus, but we also go to the friends of Jesus, those that surround us, a great cloud of witnesses, as Hebrews 12:1 says, they surround us in our everyday walk to get closer to the Lord. But remember what we read in Revelation 5. When we pray to those saints in heaven, they give the prayers to the Lord. They intercede for us. And since we're connected to the body of Christ, they help us grow closer to the head, to our Lord and Savior Christ.
William, earlier in the segment, you alluded to this, but if you could explain for us, in order to talk about intercessory prayers to Mary and the saints, it's important that we understand the communion of saints, the mystical body of Christ, and how there is only one body of Christ on earth and in heaven. There's not two bodies of Christ.
Yes, there's not two bodies of Christ. And that is so important because people tend to overlook that. People tend to overlook that the Bible tells you right there. The Bible tells us that we are the body of Christ and we're connected to that one head. Who is that head? The head is Christ in heaven. And here's the important thing. What does it mean to talk about the mystical body? That means that we all play a role in the parts of the body of Christ, and all of our prayers will affect others in a positive manner. But here's the other important thing. All over the place, the Bible talks about the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians 10 and Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 tells you that the body of Christ should be holy and seek to be blameless the way that this is our goal. Well, guess what? That's the way the saints are glorified already in heaven, and we should want to be like them. Thus, that's why we pray, so they can help guide us closer to Christ.
What about the early church fathers? What did they have to say about praying to our Blessed Mother Mary and the saints?
Brother, what an incredible prayer comes to mind. The Subtuum Presidium from the early 200s. This is what the church said about Mary in the early era, before the Bible was ever even put together. The church prayed like this: O Mother of God, do not despise our petitions. in time of trouble, but rescue us from dangers. Only pure, only blessed one. Isn't that an amazing prayer, brother? Even the early church knew that Mary was the mother of God and that Mary would not reject our prayers in times of trouble, but rather she would rescue us and bring us closer to our incarnate Lord and Savior, to Christ.
It has shades of the Memorare. One last thought. In Hebrews 12:1, it talks about we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, and yet there are folks out there who have the objection that Mary and the saints can't hear us up in heaven.
That is a great point, brother, because in Hebrews 11, Paul talks about all those great saints that have died before us. Well, are they dead? They clearly are not, because he then follows it up in Hebrews 12:1 and says, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And then he says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance that race set before us. He's telling me right there, allow those holy saints in heaven that surround us to help you finish the race and to seek out their intercession. Brother, this belief is biblical and it is ancient, and we should pray to the saints and ask them to guide us closer to our Lord.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. William, my brother, thank you so much for being with us as always. Really appreciate you being on the show.
Had a great time, and I look forward to being back. And everybody, support Catholic Radio, support Relevant Radio.
And that was Catholic apologist William Albrecht. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Teacher Appreciation Week this week, talking about our favorite teachers yesterday. This comes from someone who spent a couple years being an elementary substitute teacher. It's from Kevin Collins, actually a radio competitor of mine from some 30-plus years ago. So you want to be a favorite teacher. What I've learned? Smile. Be kind. Be firm. Say good morning to every child. Say goodbye to every child. Tell them they're safe. Find out what they're good at. Find out what they love. Find out what their dreams are. Smile. Even if their answer is wrong, encourage them for trying. Repeat the instructions. Repeat the instructions. Repeat the instructions. Make them feel included. Listen to them. Ask them how they're feeling. Remember, they may not have eaten at home last night. Remember, they may not have slept at home last night. Remember, they might not have a home. And smile might be the only smile they see that day. Proverbs 22:6 teaches us, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. In this month of Mary here in May, let's open our hearts and honor the Mother of God and her upcoming feast of Our Lady of Fatima by praying and watching the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky at 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. As Father Rocky says often, the family that prays together stays together. Stay with us. There is more of the Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive in a moment. The Patrick Madrid Show will be coming up at the top of the hour, so stay with us.